弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天能站在这里都是主的恩典。
It is God's grace that I can stand here.
那说一个礼拜前我那个趴在地下动也不能动，身也不能翻。
A week ago, I was only have to lay on the ground. I cannot move at all.
上床需要那我姊妹还有另外一个弟兄两个人把我周在床上。
Even I have my wife and my daughters have to help me go to bed.
上个洗手间都床上来下不来，要把我翻过来，然后呢，一个腿吊在床边，这样再把我给这架在洗手间。
I also cannot get out of the bed and then go to bathroom.
那么感谢主，他蛮有恩典，所以今天我们那个可以站在这里。
I praise the Lord for His grace that I can stand here today.
而且这一个礼拜也是靠他的恩典，然后呢，把今天的信息准备。
By God's grace, I have prepared this message for today.
我们先看几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
都是在约翰福音里头。
It's all in Book of John.
我们先看约翰福音14:31。
First of all, chapter 14, verse 31.
约翰福音14:31说，但要叫世人知道，并且我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。
But that the world may be known that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do.
我们再看13:34。
Chapter 13, verse 34.
13:34。我赐给你们一条新命令，那是教你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要彼此相爱。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
最后我们再看14:21，再反复到14:21。
Lastly, chapter 14, verse 21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
我还是要继续我们那个主去年后半年给我的一点负担。我们继续来交通那个神的福音。
I would continue fellowship God, the gospel of God, and this continues from last year.
我们讲了大概5-6次了，可能。
And I have like 5 or 6 messages about this topic.
我们讲神的福音，首先是有一个人已经在荣耀里。
God's gospel, first of all, is there is a man is already in glory.
这个人就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That man is our Lord Jesus.
在神的福音更是有一个荣耀的团体的宇宙人将要在荣耀里头。
But God's gospel is more like there will be a corporate man will be in glory.
It's universal man.
In the universal man.
对，这个人他的头是我们的主耶稣基督。
The head of this universal man is our Lord.
这个身体就是教会。
The body is the church.
那么我们也交通过这个荣耀的人，这个已经在荣耀的人，他是如何进入荣耀的呢？
We already know how this glorious man entered the glory.
他进入荣耀是从他道成肉身做人开始的。
He entered into glory. It started that he became flesh and become a man.
在他在地上的日子里头，我们知道，我们也交通过父三次亲自见证说，他做了大卫的后裔，是那一位遵行并照着他心意的人。
While he is lived on earth, God has spoken from heaven 3 times and testified he is the one, he is the son of David, the one who see God's will and does will of God.
在他里面，父找到了喜悦。
And then God find pleasure in him.
我们上一次我们也交通过这个爱子自己怎么样见证自己。
Last time we have talked about how the beloved son testify himself.
他我们是交通到他的心思如何见证， 他是那位寻求并照着父心意的人。
We talk about how his mind testifies, and he is the one seek God's will and does will of God.
如若乐意的话，我们今天要从他的情感里头来交通，他如何是那位符合并照着并符合神心意的人。
If God's wills, today we're going to fellowship, and then how he testifies himself, and he is the one seek God's will and does will of God from his emotion.
那个使徒约翰说过，他说如果他把主耶稣基督所说的所做的全都记下来的话，就是全世界的书都放不下。
The Apostle John says, if he record everything that the Lord speaks, everything that the Lord does, and even the book in the whole world will not write it.
但是我们交通的时候呢，我们只能交通记载下来的就这么一些事情。
When we share, we can only share what is already recorded.
所以有些事情我们是重复讲的。
And then we will repeat for for many things.
但是我们是从不同的角度来讲这件事情。
But we will talk about in a different aspect.
所以这些事情我们可以分开讲。
We can talk in a different topic.
但这些事情它却是一件完整的事情。
But there is a complete same matter.
我们也交通了，你看父做了见证，现在子亲自做见证。
And then we have shared that God the Father testified him, and now it's the Son himself testified.
所以我们要读以弗所书第一章的话，我们看得很清楚。
If we read Book of Ephesians chapter 1, we can see this clearly.
所以在那个地方，他把父、子、灵他们三位他们不同的位格各自的工作分得非常清楚。
And then in here, and he's talking about their position, the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
The person.
The person, yeah.
所以说父、子、灵他们三个不同的位格是不同的。
There are three persons with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以他们的工作也是不同的。
Their works are different.
所以我们在那个要很清楚那个这些他们之间是一些不同。
We have to be clear that there are differences.
所以我们有时候你那个我相信弟兄姊妹都知道。
I think you all know this.
但是有时候我们大家我有时候像我这信心软弱的人，有时候我都不知道给怎么样弟兄姊妹祷告阿门。
And then a weak person like me, sometimes I don't know how to amen to your prayers.
因为他们祷告说，因为在新约里头他这样的，新约里头我们一般提到神的时候都是指的父神。
In New Testament, when we mention God, it is God the Father.
但我们说主的时候呢，一般只是指的子神。
When we talk about the Lord, and then we refer to God the Son.
所以我们听见弟兄姊妹祷告说主啊主啊讲主的。
And then sometimes we just hear brothers and sisters say, Lord, Lord.
他们说你把你爱子钉到了十字架上。
And then you crucified your beloved son on the cross.
你把我们迁到你爱子的国度里头。
And then take us into the kingdom of your beloved son.
我就不知道该怎么样祷告，我阿闷了。
I don't know how to amen with
this. 我不知道子的son是子的爱子是谁。
I don't know who is the son of God of the son.
所以这是三个不同的位格，他们的工作各不相同。
They are three persons. They have different works.
所以我们上一次交通了，我们现在是继续要交通子亲自的见证。
And then today we're going to share and then the testimony from God the Son Himself.
所以爱子他不单他的心思意念里头一切都以父的事为念。
And that the beloved Son, everything his emotion, his will, and His mind is all
mind of the Father's business.
He is mind the Father's business.
然后讨父神的喜悦。
And then he always pleased God the Father.
我们刚刚读过的14章31节约翰福音。
And then we just read John 14:31.
然后他要让世人知道他爱父。
He let the whole world know that he loves the Father.
他怎么样爱父呢？
How does he love the Father?
他说父怎么样吩咐他，他就怎么样行。
And then, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do.
所以换句话说，他是要用自己来遵行父的命令，来向世人显明他是爱父的。
In another word, and then he shows the world that how he loves the Father by obeying the commandment of the Father.
所以他的心常常是关心的、体贴的、是父亲的事情。
And his heart and mind and always about the Father's business.
所以我们交通过他还做个小孩子的时候，他就说：“岂不知道我当以我父的事为念吗？”
When he was a young child, he said.Didn't you not know that I must be about my father's business?
如果我们的一个人的心是他顾念每一件某一个人或者某一件事情
，If our mind concerns someone or one thing,
那一定他爱那个人或者爱那件事情。
He must love that person or the thing.
所以他顾念父亲的事情，当然是因为他爱父亲。
He minds his father's business because he loves the father.
所以他在凡事上遵行父的心意。
So he does will of God the Father in everything.
但是在这一切事情当中，有一件最大的事情是什么呢
？Among all those things, which one is the most important?
就是在十字架上的流血舍命。
That is, he will shed his blood, broken his body on the cross.
所以他自己就是这样告诉我们的。
And he himself told us.
我们可以看约翰福音第十章的十七到十八节。
Let's look at John chapter 10, verse 17 to 18.
约翰福音十章十七到十八节。
John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18.
所以当我弟兄们说打的哦，已经出来了。他说：“我爱父，因我将名舍去。”我好再取回来，没人夺我的生命，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄夺回来。这就是我从父所受的命令。
Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received from my Father.
所以我们的主耶稣基督靠他遵行父的命令来告诉我们说他是爱父的。
By obeying the commandment of the Father, and he tells us, and he loves the Father.
那父给他的命令是什么呢
？What is the commandment from the Father?
他在这个地方就明确地告诉我们，他从所父所受的命令就是舍命，然后再取回来。
And here clearly tells us.The commandment from the Father is he will lay down his life and he will take it again.
所以这不单是他在这个地方他遵行父的命令，这是他整个一生当中在每一件事情上遵行父旨意的时候一个总的原则。
And this is not only he obeyed the commandment of the Father, but this is the principle of all things that he does.
换句话说，所有的事情都是在这个原则之下的。
And all things that he does is based on this principle.
我们要只是看这句话的话，他的逻辑好像是说是那个，因为他把命舍弃，所以父爱他。
And then from the logic of this sentence, it seems like because he laid down his life, so the father loves him.
好像是说，如果他不舍命，好像主就不爱他，父亲不爱他似的。
It seems like if he does not lay down his life, the father does not.
但是我们知道，当我们知道不应该不是这样子的。
But we know it is not this way.
所以我们要稍微看一点点。
And let us look at into it.
所以我们知道，父子灵他们那个讲到神的爱的时候，是讲的 agape， 这是永远的爱。
When we talk about the love of God, it's talked about is the agape.
子神爱父神，在过去的永世，他就爱父神。
And God the Son loves God the Father in eternity.
如果我们要读那个箴言第八篇，我们就知道这件事情。
If we read Proverbs chapter 8, we will know.
Yeah. 即便是就在这个地方，我们看见他说是那个他用的这个这里用的这个爱这个词是一个动词。
And then here the love is a verb.
它是个 agapo.
It's agapo.
就是 agape 那个动词。
It's agape. It's the verb of agape.
所以这是个神圣的无条件的爱。
This is a divine unconditional love.
所以他在一生当中在地上的时候，我们主要我们的前头讲过，在三个关键的时候，父三次裂天讲话，告诉说子是他心中所喜悦的。
In three phases of his life, while he lived on earth, God the Father spoke three times, and then he clearly stated that he is the one find pleasure.
所以我们可以比较相当肯定的说，所以这儿所讲的爱，应该是说到那个父神对子神在他爱中的喜悦。
And we can clearly see the love, the agape here talking about is the God the Father find the pleasure in His beloved Son.
或者是说父神对子神他心中所喜悦的那个爱。
And all we're kind of talking about is the pleasurement love that God the Father finding the Son.
这应该是这句话后头他那个含义。
And this is supposed to be the meaning behind the
sentence. 如果即使不全面，这个基本意思应该是里头的。
And then even if it's not complete, but we see the basic meaning in here.
因为就是主他不舍命，父照样爱他。
Even if God the Son did not lay down His life, God the Father still loves Him.
当他把自己的命舍去的时候，父亲的心是何等的欢喜。
And then how the Father find the enjoyment after He lay down His life.
因为他三次父讲话都是讲到他如何要被十字，他讲到他十字架，上十字架的关键三个关键时刻。
And because when the Father spoken from heaven, it's about the critical moment that He talking about He's going to the cross.
如果你做了父母或者你做了祖父母，你大概就知道。
If you are a parent or a grandparent, you understand this.
你爱你的孩子，你永远爱他，你一定爱他。他做好事做坏事，你都爱他。
You love your children no matter what, is he's well behaved or not well behaved.
然而他如果做的是你让你心中所喜悦的，这却是另外一件事情。
But if it does things please your heart, that will be another thing.
如果你年纪够小，还没做了父母或者祖父母的话，你也应该知道，我们也应该知道这件事情。
If you are young, even you are not parents or grandparents, you still understand this.
否则，为什么我们做这件什么事，我们自己都知道错了，跑到爸爸妈妈跟你还可以撒撒娇，或者呵呵撒撒娇呢？
Otherwise, how can we go to our parents and ask to be spoiled even though we do something wrong?
因为你知道你不论怎么样你就是做错了事父母还爱你。
Because you know, no matter what you do, even you do something wrong, but they still love you.
因为在地上父母对孩子的爱反映一点点神爱的那个本质。
The love that the parents to his children reflect a little bit of how God loves his children.
我们在这里头，在这一卷里头，我们要做一点点的说明。
And I would like to illustrate a little bit.
这个是非常重要的说明。
This is very important elaboration.
因为很许许多多的弟兄姊妹，他们不明白在耶稣基督的被钉十字架跟他的死之间有什么不同。
Many brothers and sisters don't know the differences that God the Son died on the cross, and then what's the difference of
being crucified?
He's being crucified and
his death.
And his death.
Or his crucifixion and his death. 所以一般人都认为说他的被钉十字架跟他的死好像是一回事儿。
And many people think his crucifixion and his death are the same thing.
完全不是。
They're totally different.
他的被钉十字架是人的作为。
He was crucified, that's what have done by man.
他们喊着说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They shouted and they say, crucify him, crucify him.
但是即便他们把他钉上十字架，
Even though they crucify him on the cross,
也是因着他甘愿让他们把他钉上十字架。
It is because he is willing to let them crucify him.
如果他不甘愿让被他们钉上十字架，全世界所有的十字架都把他钉上去。
If he was not willing to be crucified on the cross, all the cross in the world will not crucify him.
所以在他的被钉十字架这一方面，一面是人的手把他钉上去的。
It is man's hands to crucify him on one hand.
但是在他这一面还有另外一面，就是说他这一面是他甘愿被他们被钉上去的。
On his side, he was willing to be crucified.
就如果他不愿意的话，没有人把他钉上十字架。
If he was not willing, no one can crucify him.
但他的死却完全是他自己。
But his death is on his own.
跟人一点关系都没有。
There's nothing to do with man.
我们刚刚读过的圣经告诉我们说，他说是我的命，是没有人夺取我的命，是我自己舍的。
We just read is no one takes it from me. I lay down on myself.
所以是我舍的，所以我就有权夺回来。
Because I lay down on my own, so I have power to take it again.
所以这些地方告诉我们什么东西呢？
What does it tell us?
在被十字架的过程当中，如果我们不愿意，没有愿意的心，我们不愿意甘，不是甘愿被十字架。
If we are not willing to carry the cross,
那就不是基督的十字架。
That is not the cross of Christ.
那就是强盗的十字架。
That is the cross of the robber.
因为同钉十字架那两个强盗是不甘愿被钉上去的。
Because the two robbers who were crucified with the Lord, they were not willing to do it.
主耶稣基督上十字架是他甘愿上去的。
But the Lord took the cross willingly.
但是主耶稣基督的生命是完全掌握在他自己的手中的。
But he has kept his own life.
今天一样，在我们自己生命当中。
Same to us.
我们的生命气息春牛都在乎他。
Our life, our breath, our movement are all up to him.
不在人的手中。
It is not in people's hands.
也不在魔鬼的手中。
It's not in Satan's hands.
所以我给我们的孩子们，我也给一些不少年轻的弟兄姊妹常这样讲。
I usually tell to young people.
如果主不愿意。
If the Lord is not willing.
如果我们的时候没有到。
If our time is not come.
魔鬼进去全部黑暗势力都把我们拿不走。
All the darkness power from Satan will not take our life.
因为我们的生命不在他手里。
Because our life is not in his hands.
这就是我们的主。
That's our Lord.
他的生命完全在他自己的手里头。
He controls his own life.
所以我们就看见，不但这样，我们还有证据告诉说，你看，当那个天气在十字架上的时候，那天天要快黑的时候，他们兵丁去检查他们三个人有没有死。
On that day, when the soldiers go to check and see three of them were they dead?
然后呢，他们发现。那两个强盗没死，所以把他们的腿给打断。
The two robbers hasn't died yet, so they broke their legs.
但到了主耶稣基督旁边的时候呢，他已经死了。
But when they came to the Lord, and then he has died.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在这之前，他自己就讲了一句话。
Because before this, he has spoken.
他说：“父啊，这就是他在十字架上最后一句话。”
That is the last sentence he spoken on the cross.
他说：“父啊，我把我的灵交在你手里。”
He said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
这是他自己舍的。
Because he laid it down.
不需要人的手让催他去死。
Doesn't need man's hands to force him to die.
今天我们背着十字架，那个在基督的死里头，然后呢，我们一同被钉到十字架上，致死我们的肉体的那个行为。
Today, when we carry our cross with Christ, and then to die. To put our flesh into death.
如果不是我们甘愿把我们的命舍去，
if we are not willing to lay down our life,
我们的死就不是基督的死，
our death is not the death of Christ.
就不是在基督的死里头，
it is not die in Christ.
不在基督的死里头就没有复活，
if we don't die in Christ, then we don't have
resurrection
in Christ.
就如同在十字架上那个灭亡的那个强盗一样，
it is like the robber who will perish.
即便是我们在背十字架的时候，我们刚开始也许我们不愿意。
And we're not willing to take cross.
但是在十字架上，我们还在过程当中，我们忽然间明白了，把我们的头转向主。
And then during we carrying the cross, all of a sudden we understand and we repent to the Lord.
然后呢，我们还可以同样蒙受恩典。
We still will receive grace.
这就是那个十字架上那个强盗。
That is the other robber.
他是如何得救的
？And then he was saved.
所以我们就求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
当我们在地上背着十字架跟随他的时候，我们当如何背着十字架跟随他
？And when we follow him, and how do we carry our cross?
所以我们知道我们的主耶稣基督，他在那里头舍命流血，遵行父的命令，是完全因为他爱他的父。
So we see the Lord. He laid down his life. He shed his blood, broke his body, all because he obeyed the commandment of the Father.
父的命令在他的心板上。
The commandment of the Father is engraved in his heart.
你知道，在以西结先知的他最后他说他给以色列人的时候，他说我把我的命律法写在他们的心板上。
In Ezekiel, he said, "I will engrave my law in your heart."
这就是什么？我们刚刚夏令会里头，孙弟兄给我们讲那个会幕里头各个器具的那个样式。
This is in the summer conference that Brother San shared about the patterns in the tabernacle.
最能够比较。那个表征我们主耶稣基督的就是那个约柜。
And then what can represent our Lord is the ark.
那是约也是会幕当中最重要的一个器件。
And that is the most important in the tabernacle.
它跟所有的其他的器件都不一样。
This is different than all other items.
它中间是皂荚木。
Because in the middle is the
Acacia wood.
Acacia wood.
对，然后呢，木头是讲到人性。
When it's talking about the human, yeah, humanity.
Yeah. 然后那个皂荚木是讲到基督的人性。
And 怎么说？
The Acacia wood.
Acacia wood is talking about the characters of
Christ.
Of Christ.
Yeah, humanity of Christ.
Humanity of Christ.
Yeah. 然后呢，它跟其他器件不一样的啥呢？其他的那些木头的器件，它都是外头包金。
And all other wooden items are plated with gold.
你知道金是代表神性，说到神性的圣经里头。
You know, gold is the character of God.
只有约柜是里外包金。
And only the Ark of the Covenant is engraved from inside and outside.
讲到我们的主耶稣基督，他虽然带着人性。
Even though our Lord, even though he has the human humanity.
他里外全是神。
But inside and outside, he is God.
他不但这样，法版放在约柜的里头。
And not only this, and there is the plate of the law is in the Ark of the Covenant.
那就是神的命令，神的律法写在他的心板上。
That is the law that engraved in his heart.
那他那个上头是没有盖子的。
There's no cover.
向着天的地方是完全，它向着天是完全敞开的，向着神完全敞开的。
It's totally open to heaven to God.
它的盖子是那个施恩座，全部都是金金一块金金打成的。
And then the cover and the throne, it's all from pure, made of pure gold.
它不但向着神完全打开，这个地方成了我们施恩的宝座。
And not only is totally open to God, and then it becomes a throne.
只有神在他的心中登上坐着宝座。
Only God sit in the throne of His heart.
这就是我们的主。
That is our Lord.
这是他如何爱他们的父的。
This is how he loves his father.
所以他即便是在最艰难的时候，在那个克西马尼园，他的汗水如同大雪滴一样滴下来。
Even though in the most difficult time in Gethsemane, he has this sweat drops of blood.
他可以祷告说：“父啊，照你的意思，不要照我的意思。”
But he still can pray that by your will, not mine.
所以我读过一点点那个宾路易师母的书，他讲到一位。 基督徒医生描写这个过程，说那个时候可能主的心已经破碎了。
And there was a book and talking about at that moment, the Lord has a broken hearted.
Yeah. 所以我们感谢主，所以那个，你要知道那个祷告，你要知道那个，在我的经历当中有一个非常特殊的经历。
And from that, I understand that prayer. From my experience,
你知道我跟弟兄姊妹也交通过，可能大概不至少不止一次了。I
probably shared this with you not only one time.
但是呢，我愿意今天跟弟兄姊妹再简单交通一次。I
would like to share it again with you today.
深愿这样的话能够扎着我们的心。May
those words can pierce to our heart.
知道我们的主爱，他是如何的爱。
And then we will know how our Lord loves.
你知道我在刚刚信主一两年的时候，我每次读到克西马尼园的祷告，我就开始难过。
In the first or 2 years after I was saved, I feel sad when I read our Lord pray in Gethsemane.
我就祷告说，主你什么都好，为什么到这个关键时候就开始软弱了呢？
And I feel like, Lord, you are wonderful in everything, and how come you are weak in this moment?
直到有一天我在开车的高速公路上开车的时候，主忽然间的话临到，一粒一粒，拉玛萨巴格达尼。
Till one day I was driving on highway, and this sentence come to me. It says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
就是我的神。 我的神，你为什么离弃我？
It is my God, why have you forsaken me?
自爱父，父爱子，他们在永世从永世到永世，他们没有分开过。
Son loves the Father, Father loves the Son, from everlasting to everlasting, have never separated.
你知道我们的主在世界上有6个小时。
And our Lord have it takes 6 hours from on the cross.
从上午9点在中午12点的前3个小时当中。
From 9 to 12 noon, the first 3 hours,
他是站在神儿子的地方上忍受那个任人羞辱。
He was standing in the position as a man. He was insulted by man.
你们知道那个时候他还可以称神为他的父。
At that time, he can still call God the Father.
因为他搞到祷告说父啊赦免他们，因为他们做他们不晓得。
Because he has prayed, Father, forgive them because they don't know what do they do.
但从中午十二点到下午三点，遍地黑暗。
But from 12 to 3 p.m., the darkness covered the whole earth.
神转眼不看他的儿子。
God the Father turned his face away.
在极大的痛苦当中，他撕心裂肺般的喊：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
In the great torture, he had shouted with a loud voice, "My God, my God.Why have you forsaken me?"
他这个时候他是站在人的地位上受神愤怒的审判作为替罪的羔羊。
He was standing in the position of a man. He was received the judgment from God.
那个时候他不能再称神为他的父。
At that moment, he cannot call Father, God his Father.
他称说我的神，我的神。
He has to say, my God, my God.
是你我的罪把我们的主让他与他的父分开了三个小时。
It is my sin and your sin separated our Lord from his Father.
是那三个小时的分离使他不能忍受。
That 3 hour separation is hard to bear.
等三个小时，因为他，所以他在那个地方祷告说：“父，倘若可行，请把这杯离去。”
That's why he prayed and said, "Father, if it's possible, please pass this cup."
所以有弟兄们讲说，如果到了永世的时候，你会看见在父神跟子神之间有一道裂痕。
When we go to heaven, we will see there is a gap between the Son and the Father.
就那三个小时。
That is that 3 hours.
那是你的罪和我的罪给他们带来的。
That is that cost, from my sins and your sins.
愿这个爱细心的神能够激励我们，让我们能够全心的爱他。
May this love compile us so that we can love him completely.
所以这就是父我们子神如何爱他的父神的。
This is how God the Son loves the Father.
这是他在地上一生的年日他的言行的原则。
That is the principle of all things he does while he's on earth.
遵行父的命令。
He does all will of God.
所以你知道有弟兄怎么样解释我们在中文里头这个命令这个词呢？
And then how do we explain the commandment in Chinese?
So, 那个当然我不知道这个解释是不是真是那个当然有道很有意思。
I don't know if it does make sense, but it is interesting.
比如他说什么是命令呢？就是用命来守令。
What is commandment is you keep the commandment with your life.
在属灵上真是这样的。
And it is so in spiritual way.
我们的主以他的命守了父的令。
And then our Lord used his life keeps the commandment.
我们看见在启示录十二章时间，那些得胜者，他们也是虽死于喜，为了主的见证；虽死于喜，也不爱惜自己的性命。
And in the book of Revelations, they say they did not love their lives to the death.
所以子爱父，他不单那个遵行父的命令。
Son loves the Father, not only he obeys the commandment of the Father.
而且他告诉我们说他跟父原为一。
And it tells us that he and the Father are one.
他们中间没有任何的隔阂，没有任何的间隔。
There's no gaps, there's no separation.
即便在那个地方有三个小时的裂痕。
Even though there is a gap of the 3 hours.
那是在外面的，那是在他们历史上的有一道裂痕。
That is outwardly in history.
但是在他们的关系上，在灵里，在他们里边，他们从来没有任何的那个隔阂。
But in spirit, in their relationships, there will never be the gap or separation.
所以说，爱子永远体贴父神的心意。
So the beloved son always mind the business of God.
他永远那个遵行父的命令。
He always does the will of God.
同时，父一切所做的也都是为了爱子。
And meanwhile, everything that the Father does is for the beloved Son.
用我们人可以理解的话说，就是他们两个人从来都是一心的。
In our words, the two of them have the same mind.
父跟子之间从来没有过二心，也永远不会有二心。
There are no double-minded between them.
所以，就是 主耶稣基督在他自己的话里头告诉我们，他跟父原为一。
And the Lord tells us he and the Father are one.
因为他们中间没有任何的隔阂。
Because there is no separation between them.
所以他爱父，他还这么样爱呢？他说爱父所爱的。
And then how does he love the Father? He loves what the Father loves.
如果你爱一个人，你一定爱他所爱的。
If you love someone, you will love this.Love what this person loves.
如果你爱他，然后你却恨他所爱的人，你这个爱大概不一定是真的。
If you love this person, but you hate what this person loves, that your love is not genuine.
你就人堕落以后，神完全可以再造1000个、10000个亚当，再重新开始。
After man has fallen, God can create more Adam. Yeah.
但是，父在创立世界根基之前。在基督里头欢欢喜喜地按着名字拣选了你我。
But before the foundation of the world, God has already chose you and I in His beloved Son. Before the foundation of the world.
对，就是我们这亚当的后代。
We are the descendant of Adam.
所以他不放弃。
So He will never give us up.
所以当日子满足的时候，这是加拉太书告诉我们的，我们的主就来到他自己的人中间。
When time comes, our Lord will come among us.
但是呢，他的人却不接待他。
But his people did not receive him.
尽管他们拒绝他，把他钉在十字架上。
Even though they rejected him and crucified him on the cross.
但却神就借此成就了他的大功。
But God used this and then accomplished his great work.
所以约翰告诉我们，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就正给他们权柄做神的儿女。
So that's why John says, and then.The one who receive him and believe him, and he will give them right to be his children.
所以呢，我们今天都是蒙神所爱的儿女。
So we are all beloved children of God.
而且主向着我们的爱是爱到底的爱。
The love he has for us is the love to the end.
所以约翰福音13:1就告诉我们，爱他们就爱他们到底。
That's why in John it says that God loves them, they will love them to the end.
他的爱永不失败。
His love never fails.
就在那最艰苦的那一个晚上，就是在他受难的前一夜。
On the night before he went to cross.
从约翰福音13章到17章，长长的5章。
From John chapter 13 to 17 in this 5 chapters.
好像最后的遗言似的，他给门徒讲了许许多多的事情，给他们许许多多的吩咐。
And he talked to his disciples many things, and he has many commandments for them.
在第七章里头，整个一章在父面前又为他们祷告。
In chapter 7 is his prayers for his disciples to the Father.
没有一件是为了他自己的。
Nothing he asked for himself.
都是为着门徒的，也是为着我们自己，为着我们的。
All for the disciples and also for us.
因为他向父的祷告就明明这样告诉我们说。
Because his prayer tells us.
他说我不但为这些人祷告祈求，也为那些因听他们的话信我的人祈求。
I do not pray for those alone, but for those who will believe in me through their word.
所以我们主爱我们是用无到底的爱、终极的爱来爱我们的。
And the Lord loves us with this unconditional and ultimate love.
也许我们在我们生活人生当中处在许多的难处当中。
Maybe in our lives we're in many difficulties.
无论是工作上的难处，或者生活当中的难处，或者家庭的难处。
Difficulties in life, in work, in family life.
Yeah. 或者是学习上的难处，或者身体上的难处。
In study, physical.
主都能按照我们他自己知道我们所需求的来供应、来医治、来带领我们。
He will provide, he will guide, and he will provide everything according to our needs.
也许你说你自己处在极大的软弱当中。
Maybe you think you are in a great weakness.
你跌倒失败起不来了。
You fall, you can't rise up.
谁的跌倒失败能像我们亲爱的弟兄彼得那样呢
？If you are weak, you fail, and who can compare with our dear brother Peter?
他不顾住前几个小时刚刚给他所预言的。
And even though the Lord has already prophesied several hours before he failed,
在个小小的使女面前
，in this made in this yeah made.
然后他三次否认主。
He denied the Lord three times.
正在发出起誓呢。
He even cursed the Lord.
我们主哪能把彼得挽回来。
And then our Lord can save Peter.
而且把牧养神儿女的重担托给他。
And he also entrusted Peter to shepherd his children.
我们什么样的软弱,他不能恢复我们呢?
And then how God cannot recover us from our weaknesses?
让我们来学习信靠他。
Let us to learn to trust in him.
我们那个 你知道我最近我这个有这个身体的软弱。
I have physical weakness recently.
然后呢，主差遣弟兄在爱中来帮我针灸。
Lord sent our brother in love and give me this acupuncture.
我跟我弟兄说，我说我是个怕痛的人。
I told our brother I'm afraid of pain.
你知道在教会历史上有多少神的儿女在极大的苦境当中还是为主站着住的？
You know, in church history, so many brothers, even they're in this cruel torture, they still stand for the Lord.
我跟我弟兄说，我说我是个怕痛的人。如果像我收一点点那个东西，可能不知道到否认主多少次了。
I told our brother, I'm afraid of pain. If I am in that cruel torture condition, I will deny our Lord many times.
这就是我们自己。That
is ourselves.
不要觉得你怎么样。
Don't think we're good.
不要你觉得你有多少刚强。
You don't think you're strong.
我们每一个人都软弱如泥。
We're all like weak, like mud.
认识到我们的不足，就是我们拯救的开始。
And this is the beginning for our salvation if we know we're weak.
我们的父自爱父，而且还表现在什么地方呢？没有什么东西，没有任何人。 是在他的心中可以取代父的地位，没有什么东西可以跟让他跟父相比拟。The
Son loves the Father. Another manifestation is there's nobody, nothing can compare with the Father. That is the position in His heart.
无论是亲情，
no matter is a human relationship.
Family.
Family.
Or Bloody bond, whatever.
Okay.
那个或者是友情,
or friendship.
或者是什么你所爱的事情,
or the things that you love.
或者甚至天使,
even angel.
没有什么东西可以取代父在他心中的地位。
Nothing can take the place that the Father has in his heart.
所以我们的主在地上的时候, 父在他心中的宝座是没有人可以取代的。
No one can replace the throne that the Father sits in his heart.
那个，你知道那个，在他我们交通过他很小的时候，他就跟约瑟跟玛利亚讲，岂不知道我父的事为念吗？
You know, when he was very young, he told Mary and Joseph, and then don't you not know that I must be about my father's business?
但是呢。 那个他却顺从他们，听从他们，跟着他们回到家里头去。
But he obeyed them, and then he went back home with them.
但他并没有因着这种亲情来耽误了父托付他的工作。
And then he did not delay the work from the father because of his family.
所以等到时候满足的时候，他就出来来成就神的工作。
When his time come, and then he came out to start serve the Lord.
我们看见当他出来。 当他出来服侍的时候，有一次他的母亲给兄弟姊妹来找他。And
there's one time his mother, his brother's sister came look for him.
他指着门徒说：“他说谁是我的母亲，谁是我们的兄弟？看哪，遵循我父旨意的，就是我的母亲，就是我的兄弟姊妹的。”
And then he told his disciples, and then who is my mother, and then who is my brothers? And for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven. Is my brother, my sister, and my mother.
所以他，你知道，在圣经当中，不止一次，他称自己肉身的母亲玛利亚，称他为妇人。
There's not only one time he called his mother, Mary, woman.
你知道，在我照我们中国人的传统是叫这叫大逆不道。
According to Chinese tradition, this is rebellious.
为什么呢？因为他作为神的儿子，没有什么东西可以取代他父亲在他心中的地位。
Why, as son of God, nobody can replace the place that God the Son in his heart.
我们也看见，等他复活之后，你知道，抹大拉的玛利亚就想来摸他。
After he resurrected, the Mary the Magdalene come here tried to cling to him.
他说不要摸我，因为我还没升上去见我的父。
And he says, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father."
子复活以后的第一摸是留给父亲的。
And the first claim for the Son, he gave it to the Father.
没有谁可以取代父亲在他心中这个独一无二的最优先权。
Nobody can compare the privilege that the Father has in his heart.
唯有父亲在他的心中坐着宝座。
Only the Father enthroned in his heart.
就如同是那个约柜的上头只有诗恩的宝座诗恩座一样。
And it's like an, on the Ark of the Covenant, and there's only a throne.
如果我们都爱我们的主。
If we all love our Lord.
我们是不是让主在独坐我们心中的宝座呢
？And do we let the Lord enthrone in our heart alone？
我们有没有让其他的人或事物在我们心中占据了那个宝座的地位呢
？Do we let other things or other people take the throne？
主对门徒说：“爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
”And the Lord says, if you no one, you are not my disciples if you love your parents more than I. And in Revelations, and he against the church, and he says, you departed the first love.
这是对我们何等的警戒！愿主实在是在我们心中居首位，掌王权。
May the Lord has the first place in our heart and reign.
在我们的心中没有什么东西可以与他相提并论。
And nothing can compare with the Lord to us.
这是我们的主如何爱他的父的。
This is how our Lord loves His Father.
他不单是我们的那个老师，是我们的主，他也是我们的榜样。
He's not our Teacher, our Lord, He also is our example.
他还挑战我们来效法他如此这样行。
He challenged us to imitate Him to do so.
所以他挑战我们说，让我们遵行他的命令。
He challenged us and He asked us to obey His commandments.
什么是他给我们的命令呢
？What is the commandments He has?
就在那个晚上，他赐给我们一条新命令。
At that night, He gave us a new commandment.
他一再重复地说那个新命令。
He repeatedly tells us that new commandment.
那个新命令就是你们要彼此相爱。
The new commandment is you have to love one another.
他说，我赐给你们一条新命令，叫你们彼此相爱。
You say, a new commandment I give to you that you love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
How I have loved you that you also love one another.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我给我的命令。
And then you love one another like I love you. That is my commandment to you.
他不单给了我们新命令。
Not only he gave us this new commandment.
他挑战我们来遵行他的命令。
He challenged us to obey his command.
而且一再地向我们挑战。
And then he challenges again.
他告诉我们说，他说。人若爱我，就必遵行我的命令。
And he has, and he who loves me must obey.My commandment.
有了我的命令就遵守的，这人是爱我的。
And if you love me, keep my commandments.
所以，如果我们那个还说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的那个我的道。
And he said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
所以，我们如果真是要爱我们的主，
we really need to love our Lord.
让我们就遵行他的命令，真实的起来彼此相爱。
And that is to truly love our Lord, and then we love one another.
他告诉我们说，我们若彼此相爱，遵守他的命令，就常在他的爱里。
If we obey his commandment, love one another, and then we will dwell in him.
就如他遵守了父的命令，常住在他的爱里一样。
It is like he obeyed the commandment of the Father, and then he and the Father are in one.
愿主实在是那个对以弗所书对以弗所教会的那个责备，成我们里边深处的警戒。
May the against that the Lord has the church of Ephesus becomes the warning to us.
我们刚刚交通过他，我们的主爱他的父亲，在父跟子之间没有任何的间隔，他们两父跟子是原为一。
We just talk about God the Son the Father they love each other there's no gap.Between them.
一就是一。
They are one.
是不可以再分的。
You cannot divide into two.
分开就是分裂。
If you divide them, it's separation.
你把一分开就是分裂。
If you separate that one, that's separation.
所以我们的主在那个，你知道，在那个他第十七章约翰福音第十七章那一章祷告里头。
And then in John chapter 17 is prayers.
他为门徒祷告许多的事情。
He prayed for disciples for many things.
他的单祷他祷告集中在两个重点上。
But there is two key points from his prayers.
就是合一跟爱上。
And that is one and love.
我们在十七章二十到二十三节这样说。
In chapter 17, verse 23, it says.
他说，我不但为这些人祈求，也为因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我也赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。现在，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来。我也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
I do not pray for those alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you give me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them,And you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
Yeah. 第二十六节
In verse 26.
他说，我已经将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it.That the love with you, which you love me, may be in them, and I in them.
这是我们的主在他临离开世界之前，他祷告的中心总结在这两个点上。
That is the key point of his prayer before he departed from.
那使徒保罗在以弗所书第四章里头告诉我们说。
Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 4,
我们要竭力保守在圣灵里头的义，这是第三节旨意。
And then verse 3, I'll translate it directly, is endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
所以这个义是已经赐给了所有蒙恩得救神儿女的。
This oneness has already given it to all that who are saved.
是要我们竭力持守的。
We have to keep it endeavoring.
这就是保罗在那里所指出的七个一。
That is the seven ones.
一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望，一主，一信，一神，一喜。
One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
这七个一是我们所有蒙恩得救的儿女已经有了的。
We all have this seven ones.
他是要我们竭力持守的。
He wants us to endeavor and keep it.
只等到我们达到在真道跟认识神儿子上的一。
Until we reach the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
这是第十三节告诉我们的。
That is what verse 13 tells us.
所以我们在基督里头的这个一。
The one that we are in Christ.
是从圣灵里头的一，一直达到在。真道跟认识生儿子上的一。
It's from the one in spirit to all the way to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
就是在基督的一里边。
The one in Christ.
有一个起点，有一个终点。
There is a beginning point and there is an end point.
起点是要我们竭力保守的。
The beginning point is we have to endeavor and keep.
另一段是要我们就竭力达到的。
And the other end is we have to endeavor to reach.
所以我们在主面前要求主恩待我们。
We have to ask the Lord have mercy on us.
无论遇到了什么样的事情。
No matter what we encounter,
无论遇到什么样的挫折
，No matter what frustration we have,
无论遇到什么样的不公
，No matter what unfairness we have,
无论遇到什么样的艰难
，No matter what difficulties we have,
无论遇到什么样的打击
，No matter
或者迫害
what persecutions we face,
我们都要竭力保守在圣灵里头的一
，We have to endeavoring the unity.In the Holy Spirit.
要敞开我们的心，全心接纳每一个真正蒙恩得救的儿女。
And we have to open our hearts.
因为每一个人都是父在创世之前，在基督里欢欢喜喜拣选的。
With pleasure, each one of us has chosen by God before the foundation of the Lord.
如果父在那里欢欢喜喜
，If this gives pleasure of the Father,
我们如何敢来向我们的弟兄姊妹心怀恶意？
And how dare we have this evil mind to our brothers and sisters?
愿我们主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
无论在什么样的情况之下，都要认识我们弟兄姊妹，都是我们所亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And no matter what, we have to understand our brothers and sisters, are in the Lord.
即便是道路上走不在一起，我们也要竭力保守在圣灵里头的一。
We have to endeavor and keep the unity, even we have different ways.
所以这个弟兄相爱的灵
The spirit of love one another
就是腓拉帖腓教会的灵
That is the spirit in Church of Philadelphia
就是那个亚伯的宝血在宝座亚伯的血在宝座面前的灵
That is the spirit from the blood of Abel before the throne
就是末了的时候约瑟面对他弟兄时候的他的灵
That is a spirit from Joseph when he faces his brothers.
更是斯提凡在殉道的时候他的灵。
Even that is the spirit of Stephen when he was martyred.
愿主来恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
用他的爱来从我们深处来激励我们。
And then may his love compels us.
如果我们真爱他，就来遵行他的命令，切实地彼此相爱。
If we truly love him, and we should.Love one another.
以弗所书告诉我们说，基督的身体是在爱中自己建立起来的。
And then in book of Ephesians says, and then the body of Christ was edified in love.
好，让我们这样彼此相爱的时候
，When we love one another,
神的旨意在我们中间能够同行。
God's will be accomplished among us.
基督身体的见证在我们中间能够被建立起来。
The testimony of Christ will build up.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，愿我们把这些残缺的话仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we will place this imperfect words in your hands.
虽然人的言语残缺。
Our words is limited.
但是圣灵可以在我们里面做那完全的工作。
But the Holy Spirit will work perfectly.
愿你的工作就是这残缺的话语在我们里面做成那完美的工作。
May your work will be done perfectly through our imperfect word.
你如何爱父亲
？How you love the Father.
你如何在地上的年日是父亲心中那一个寻求并照着父心意的人
？And you are the one seek God's will and does will of God.
你如何遵行父的命令
？How you obey the commandment of the Father.
你让我们在地上能够那样爱你。
And let us to love you like that.
专以你自己的事为念。
And then we only mind your business.
让你的爱充满我们。
May your love fill in us.
然后让我们在地上的时候，真是成为你自己的见证。
May we be the true testimony of you all if we live on earth.
我们愿意把你自己的家仰望给你。
We look upon your own house to your hands.
愿你在我们中间做成那完美的工作。
May you accomplish your perfect work.
你如何在地上讨了父的欢喜
？How you please Father's heart on earth.
愿我们在一起的聚集也能让你的心欢喜。
May this gathering will please your heart as well.
我们把感谢都来归给你。
We give you all thanks.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.